Welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. I'm Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled. You can be sitting on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair, which is equally as spiritual as sitting on the floor. But find a way to sit up comfortably with a sense of dignity and upliftedness, but without rigidity. And as you get settled, I want to share with you a few things that I think are important to remember about our meditation practice. And the first and most difficult, I would say, thing to believe, like fully, is that we are not trying to get anywhere. That's very un-American. It's very hard to imagine what that even feels like, to not be trying, at least speaking for myself. And it gets even more confusing when you think, I'm going to try not to be trying. Well, then, you know, we got to start over again. So rather than trying to get anywhere or trying to stop trying, we just let go and let go again and keep letting go of our objectives, which I'm sure are quite noble, our theories, which I'm sure are quite well thought out, and our expectations, which I'm sure are quite wholesome. But when we sit down to practice, we let go of all of that and see what happens. In this way, we cultivate the space of receptivity, of noticing, of responding, rather than acting, predetermining, and noticing only what we think about what is happening, which is different than noticing what is happening. So we want to rest in the space of receptivity. And P.S., if you are interested in things like love and insight and innovation and creativity, cultivating some sort of relationship with the space of receptivity is very, very handy, because these things, love and insight and creative inspiration and so on, are things we receive. They are not things we can go and get. So meditation teaches us how to rest in the space of receiving, whereupon we may notice that what we really aspire to, what we long for, what we dream of, does not come from us. It comes to us. And without knowing how to receive, we might miss it. So that's one thing to remember. Not trying to get anywhere. My great friend Michael Carroll says, we're not trying to get anywhere. We're trying to be somewhere. There's tremendous magic in that shift. I also want to remind you that in order to meditate, you do not have to stop thinking. That would be nutty, unkind, impossible, and silly. So we don't want those things in our practice. Don't worry about ceasing thought or, quote, clearing the mind of thought. Whoever made up that phrase, I'd like them to call me. I'd like to have a word with them, because what the hell does that even mean, clear the mind of thought? We want to come into a different relationship with our thoughts as an experience that is only a part of the environment we inhabit. Of course, we think thoughts, but we're accustomed to believing that what we think is the same thing as what is happening. What we think is the same thing as what we feel. What we think is the same thing as being present. And it's not. In Buddhist thought, mind is considered a sense perception, like eyes and ears and nose and the other ones that we already know about. And just like you cannot look out through your eyeballs, although I invite you to try, and not see anything, try. You can't hear out through your ears and not hear anything. You can't have a mind and not think anything. It's just what it does, and it's no big deal. No problem. There are a lot of ideas in mindfulness circles that the objective of meditation is to replace discursive thoughts, crazy thoughts, chaotic thoughts, whatever, aggressive thoughts, with better thoughts, nicer thoughts, more peaceful thoughts, more loving thoughts. Now, I have to say, I would prefer that myself, and that's a worthy endeavor. But here, the deeper objective, should there be one in meditation, is to replace all our thoughts with awareness of all our thoughts, where we see that we are in a much bigger space than we may have imagined. So one last thing before we sit, meditation is about placement of attention. In the case of the practice we're fixing to do, you place your attention on the breath. When it strays, you bring it back. P.S. I just gave you the whole instruction. That's basically it. I mean, there are more details and we'll cover them and so on, but it behooves us to note, well, what does this mean, placement of attention? Because we're not thinking about the breath. So if I ask you right now to do the following, please try. Place your attention on your right index finger. Whatever it's doing doesn't matter. Just let your attention rest on your right index finger. You don't have to look at it or anything like that. Just notice it. Now, place your attention on your left earlobe. Just notice it in space. Now put it back on your right index finger. So something moves between those two points, I posit, and that something is your attention. And that is what we place on the breath in meditation. So it's not noticing, it's not observing, it's sort of feeling the presence of. And that is an important nuance. So let's practice. I'll set a timer and so on. So in our practice, there are three things to be mindful of. And the first is the body. First, it's helpful to remember you have one. And it's home. And you won't always have it. But here it is. Let's remember that we exist from in our bodies, from head to toe. You're as much in your big toe as you are between your ears. So rest in the sense of fullness of your physical expression. You may like some things, you may not, but that's irrelevant right now. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And this is a mudra called resting the mind mudra. And resting the mind is what we are practicing, so it's appropriate. Do you want to feel heavy and rooted and strong and planted from the waist down, as if you were planted in earth up to your waist and everything below was your root system? And it was bringing up nourishment. At the same time, you're just sitting there, so let's not get too dramatic. And from the waist up, you can feel open and light and spacious, like the trunk and limbs of a tree seeking sunlight for the roots. At the same time, you're just sitting there doing nothing, so let's not forget that again. Let the shoulders relax. There's nothing to carry or lug right now. The mouth is closed, but not clenched. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. But you're already a genius at breathing. Just keep doing that. You don't need any instruction or technique. And in this practice, the eyes are open. And the gaze is soft and cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And we'll use the word receive again. Let the eyes be receptive rather than seeking. You can imagine that vision mixes with space rather than slices through space. just mixes. And we practice with our eyes open for many reasons, one of which is we're practicing being awake. We're practicing being here together. We're practicing to be of benefit. And it is easier to be of benefit and awake and present when we see what's going on, when our eyes are open. So, something to do or experiment with if you haven't done it before. The second thing to be mindful of is your breath. So, that thing that we move from the ear to the index finger and so on, place that on the breath. Just feel the body breathing in and out. It's a sense of resting on the breath. Swaying with the breath, like a hammock that swings in on the inhale and out on the exhale. And we can just let ourselves be carried by that rhythm, mindfulness of breath. Finally, we have mindfulness of mind, which means just let thoughts come and go. Let your mind be as it is. The percentage of thoughts that come and go is 100. There are no exceptions. They all come and go. There's nothing you need to do but allow that. Let that be, however, in the background, like blah, 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 like people talking out on the street. You can kind of hear it, but you can't hear what it is. It's an ambient quality rather than the focus of attention. But in the foreground is breath. While mind continues its stream, fine. Now, if you reverse, if you get lost in thought, meaning you're not thinking about your breath at all. And I don't mean one thought. I mean a line of thought to the point where you notice, oh, I'm thinking. I'm not meditating. Good. You're genius. Actually, A++. You just woke up in the middle of your own mind. And in this case, you have options that you don't have when you're not awake. And the choice here is notice that you're thinking. You can label it silently, thinking, and then just let go. Let go. Bring your attention kindly back to the breath and begin again, feeling the body breathe. And if you have to do this like a bunch of times, it doesn't matter, because the amount of new beginnings that you are allocated in any given meditation session is infinite. So you can relax and we'll sit together in silence for a few minutes. Thank you so much for your practice. It's important and courageous. And I thank you.